June, Trump is not saying what the U.S. might hit in a future attack. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A federal court says the Kansas Highway Patrol was acting illegally when it disproportionately stopped drivers based on which state was on their license plates. That's according to a ruling by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling points to a practice of targeting drivers between Kansas and Colorado. Colorado has legalized marijuana. Kansas does not. The court's opinion stated driving between Kansas and Colorado is not a crime, and quote, we are emphatically reminding the Kansas Highway Patrol that it has been violating the Constitution and that misconduct must end. But as WIBW reports, the court overturned another part of the original order, that part involving the Kansas Highway Patrol's use of the Kansas two-step method. A federal judge had halted the practice of circling back to talk to a driver after completing a traffic stop. The city of Lawrence is gearing up for an influx of thousands of soccer fans in advance of the World Cup games, which will be played in Kansas City. Ruth DeWitt with Explore Lawrence is one of those helping to prepare the city for the influx of fans and possibly teams.
We are in the running to be a base camp, and we've been told that if we are selected as a team base camp, to expect about 15,000 people to come with that.
DeWitt says we still don't know officially which teams may be coming to Lawrence.
We do know who is sort of vying to be here, and that made the news as like these teams are coming here. There is a giant gulf of logistics that happens between a team saying, sure, we want to be in Lawrence versus their being in Lawrence.
The World Cup runs from June 11th through July 19th. The KU men's basketball team plays BYU at 3:30 this afternoon. Allen Fieldhouse is hosting ESPN Game Day from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock this morning. KU will be celebrating its 1,000th men's basketball game played in Allen Fieldhouse. Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. It's 6 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
The Full Circle Sustainability Store is open from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock today. It's located in the old Stout Elementary School building at 2303 Southwest College in Topeka. If you stop by there today, tell them Kay says hello. A big hello to Justine and Rob at Full Circle Sustainability in KPR's Community Spotlight for just a few more hours.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Journalists all over the country are facing increasing pressure, financial pressure, as newsrooms' budgets are squeezed. At the Washington Post, reporters are sending letters to newspaper owner Jeff Bezos, asking him to save their jobs. That story coming up in about 15 minutes on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny skies today, cold temperatures with highs around 20 degrees. Light winds from the northwest, they'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. A cold weather advisory in effect for the next 40 minutes for the Chanute area. It's 6 degrees in Atchison, 4 degrees in Chanute with a wind chill of minus 2, 6 degrees in Lawrence, 5 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
We've got about 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then stay with us here on KPR for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, John Chu, the director of Wicked, stops by to play Not My Job. That and much more ahead on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Have you heard? We're throwing a party at the end of next month. We're celebrating 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend, February 27th and 28th. We hope you'll join us for a weekend full of parties and live music, including the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty and Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. You can find a complete schedule and tickets for our Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary weekend at our website, kansaspublicradio.com. Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. It's 6 degrees in Lawrence, 5 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's less than a minute away on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies and cold today, with highs only getting up to around 20 degrees. Light winds from the northwest, they'll shift to the southwest this afternoon. It's 7 degrees in Emporia, 9 degrees in Lawrence, 7 in Topeka.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It's the most exciting movie event of the year, in which the First Lady of the United States foils a plot to blow up the Smithsonian. At least, I assume that's what it is. It can't just be about her getting dressed, right? We'll ask about this blockbuster, plus director John M. Chu comes to chat about his little art films, Wicked and Wicked for Good. And Bill Curtis runs out of his secret lab shouting about his latest discovery.
Exploding trees are possible.
We'll ask what dangers you should be looking out for on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. The Justice Department Friday released its latest investigative files into deceased convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The
Doris Duke Foundation.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. Light winds from the northwest. They'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. It's 7 degrees in Emporia, 7 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of real...
Copper Organ Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join us this week, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Mostly sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. It's 8 degrees in Emporia, 6 degrees in Manhattan, 9 degrees in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Charles Schwab offering...
The music is Shaken, Not Stirred, the Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Opening today and showing through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. Sunny and cold today with highs around 20 degrees. Cloudy skies overnight tonight. We've got a 20% chance of snow overnight. Near steady temperatures around 17 degrees. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs getting up to around 40 degrees. It's 9 degrees in Emporia, 7 in Manhattan, 9 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Theater in downtown Chicago. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you might be. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Mostly sunny skies, cold today with highs only around 20 degrees. Cloudy tonight with a 20% chance of snow. Temperatures will remain not that much colder overnight. Steady temperatures around 7 degrees. It's 9 degrees in Manhattan.
When Saigon fell to communist rule.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
Today on 105 Live, our live studio guest is honky tonk songstress Natalie Prowser from KCK. We'll hear live studio tracks from her new album, Everything Is Fine, all in our live studio. Nick Carswell's your host for 105 Live at 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
This is the Moth Radio.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Use Progressive's rate comparison tool to evaluate car insurance options in one place and find a rate that works. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with the goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org. You stop by Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, tell them hello from the folks at KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
In Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, what's your emergency? 911 calls unlike any you've ever heard. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, but it's clouded up a little bit out there. Cold temperatures today with highs only around 20 degrees. Winds shifting to the southwest this afternoon. Near steady temperatures overnight tonight in the upper teens. Otherwise cloudy skies and a 20% chance of snow overnight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs around 40. Under cloudy skies, it's 15 degrees in Lawrence, 14 in Atchison, 13 in Emporia, 14 in Topeka. The time is 12:01.
Akron federal immigration agents launched big operations in North Carolina